Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
Susie Lyon is here joining me, Kat Cullen, for Big Screen, Little Screen. Looking at the best things that you can watch at the cinema or in your own home on streaming services. We're kicking it off today with Susie, who's going to tell us a bit about one of the greatest TV shows of all time. We're talking about Lost.
G'day, Kat. This is one that I have had on the back burner for a really long time. So it's actually perfect that seasons 1 to 6 are out now on Sky Show. So I can binge watch it literally from the beginning to the end. I'm really looking forward to it. It stars Matthew Fox, Evangeline Lilly, and it was created by J.J. Abrams.
Now, in a time when we can't really travel as freely as we might like, here is one to remind us why travel is, is a terrible idea anyway.
Exactly. So when a plane crashes on a South Pacific island, the survivors' lives become entwined as they fight for survival. Their past, their present, and their future lives are all thrown together as they search for answers while living on this mysterious island. As they discover new things and find out more secrets, the group spend their efforts trying to find a way off the island. A sense of dread hangs heavy in the air, and the drama lies not just with the island and all its mysteries, but also with the problems that the characters must face both internally and with each other.
Let's have a quick listen.
Stranded on an island. No one's coming for us.
This place is different. We all know it. We all feel it.
It's been 6 days, and we're all still waiting. Waiting for someone to come. But what if they don't? We need to start figuring things out. We need to figure out how we're gonna survive here.
Did anybody see that?
Terrific.
And of course, then there were polar bears in the jungle and underground bunkers and time-bending conspiracies. You know, just general happy travel tales. Lost, though, has been described by numerous critics as being amongst the greatest television series of all time.
Yeah, that's right. It has also won numerous TV awards. It won Emmys, the Guild Awards, Golden Globes, and BAFTAs. It won Best TV Show in 2006 and received a Golden Globe. And the actor who played Ben Linus won an Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actor, as well as Jorge Garcia and Michelle Rodriguez, both winning ALMAs for Best Supporting Actor and Actress.
Now, just like Justin Bieber's followers were called Beliebers, Lost fans kind of had their own brand too.
Yeah, so when Lost first aired, the people behind it at ABC did something that no other drama TV show had done up until that point. They really created a brand. Fans of Lost are called Lostaways or Losties, with many websites dedicated to the show, as well as fans gathering at Comic-Con every year. There are ABC-produced websites, there's novels, there's an official forum, podcasts by the producers, an official magazine, an alternative reality game, and an official fan club. Fans have created fan fiction, videos, episode transcripts, theory forums, and buying and swapping memorabilia. And they still talk about this show, even 11 years after the last episode aired.
Moving on to a show on Netflix, we are looking at a show called Feel Good. Now, season one came out a while ago. This is season two that's out now, featuring Mae Martin, a comedian who plays herself.
That's right. So this one is about Mae, who is a struggling comedian from Canada, and George is a repressed middle-class English woman. The two meet at one of Mae's comedy nights and hit it off and begin dating, despite George never having dated women in the past. The two struggle with life in contemporary London, with each harboring their own secrets. When George finds out that Mae is a recovering addict, George insists on rehab. All the while, Mae is frustrated with George's unwillingness to tell her friends and family about their relationship.
Let's have a quick listen to this.
Hi.
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 I've never been on a date with a girl before.
Do you like films?
Do you want to kiss me, Mae?
Oh, that would be so cool. Now?
Yes. I'm seeing someone.
Well, I can't believe I'm actually saying those words.
I feel like I'm like shaky and sweaty, and I feel like if you're not holding me, then I'm just gonna float away.
Now, Mae, your father and I want to know if you found a new Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
A what meeting? A what meeting?
I'm Mae, I'm an addict.
Where do you get this?
In jail.
So this one isn't actually a Netflix original.
That's right. So it was originally aired on Channel 4 in the UK as a weekly show. Week after week it was released. The whole 6 episodes were then put on All 4 before Netflix picked it up and they added a second and final season.
Rotten Tomatoes has rated this one very highly.
So Rotten Tomatoes holds a 100% approval rating from critics, with one critic citing its ability to show queerness as real. Many reviews cite its ability to show not just queer relationships, but mental health, toxic families, and relationship struggles in a real and genuine way, as well as with that much needed representation for the LGBTQ community.
A quick nod to the other actors.
Yeah, we all know Lisa Kudrow from Friends, but have you seen Charlotte Ritchie, who plays George, anywhere else? She was an uncredited extra in a Harry Potter film, as well as a classical crossover group called All Angels, and she recently was in season 11 of Taskmaster, a UK show which sees 5 comedians compete against each other in ridiculous tasks set by comedian Greg Davies.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I have been racking my brains because I recognise her from somewhere and I was wondering what show it was, and actually I've come to the conclusion that she just looks a lot like a mate of mine from university. So I'm just going to assume I haven't seen any of those shows you've just mentioned. So it must just be that. That's the bottom line. We'll move on. We'll look at something you can go and see in the cinemas. We are looking at a film now, an action film called Nobody, featuring the absolutely wonderful actor Bob Odenkirk.
It is about Hutch, who is an underestimated, overlooked dad and husband who takes everything on the chin and doesn't push back against the little injustices he faces. One night, thieves break into the family home, and when Hutch decides not to take matters into his own hands, he sees that his son is disappointed in him and his wife more distant than ever. But what this incident does is light a fire in Hutch that triggers his dormant former life, which sees his dark secret surface, and his lethal skills put to the test. Hutch must save his family and prove once and for all that he ain't a nobody.
When I see Bob Odenkirk finally fight back, I feel like I'm watching Hutch fight back, the character in this movie, but also I'm watching Saul Goodman from Better Call Saul and from Breaking Bad fight back, because Bob Odenkirk has played a fair share of these pushover roles.
Yeah, so Bob Odenkirk says he got the idea of how to play the character from his own experiences. He actually had a home invasion in real life, and he felt frustrated with how the police dealt with it. So he channeled his inner badass the way he would have liked to have dealt with the intruders. He says that he trained for this role for 2 years, getting physically ready for it.
Thanks very much, Susie, for running us through all the things that we can watch this week at the cinema. We can catch a film called Nobody that is out now. If you've got Netflix, have a look at Feel Good and stream that one now. Seasons 1 and 2 are now available. And if you have Sky Show, check out Lost Seasons 1 to 6. You can binge watch the entire thing. And if you don't have Sky Show already, then check it out. You can get their 7-day free trial. I challenge you to try and watch all 6 series though in 7 days. You're not leaving the house. Thanks very much for joining us for Big Screen, Little Screen, Susie.
Thank you. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.